you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Be a part of Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Starting at $1 a month, you can enjoy Going In Raw ad-free, gain access to the daily 30-minute Going In Raw post-show, exclusive merchandise, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Boys and girls, this is the Undisputed Era. Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, and you're listening to Going In Raw, baby.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
This is Shayna Baszler, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, guys. Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up? It's the moonwalking, trash talking princess of Staten Island. I want to remind you all that Mela is money, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, this is Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke watching Going In the Raw.
This is the knockout artist, Cassius Ohno, and you're Going In Raw.
Hey, friend, old Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Right here, back in our lovely office,
yeah,
Larson.
Yeah, feels great.
You know, man, it takes one hiccup to make us appreciate the lap of luxury we have, relatively speaking, in this office, and I love it here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we are available on the YouTube at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and the little notify bell next to it if you always want your daily notifications whenever we drop a new Going In Raw. This morning we had some WWE 2K19 gameplay. Thanks very much, by the way, to 2K Games, to WWE 2K19, for giving us an early release copy. That was very nice of them. I think we made a lot of good use out of that yesterday.
Yes.
And we will continue to do so.
We shall.
In the future. Man, there's a change.org petition signed by 36 people.
To
bring back Steve W and Fun Wrestling. Something to consider.
Interesting.
I wouldn't mind having another draft. I feel like we whiffed on a draft last year.
Yeah, the draft was a lot of fun.
Yeah, because you know it's all on the same platform, on the PS4.
Yes.
Sorry, Xbox people. Anyways, we're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We have a variety, a wealth of reward tiers there.
Yes.
So be sure to check all those out. It's a great way to support Going In Raw. And why don't we get started? It's Super Showdown. We don't have a lot of time.
No.
It's tonight, our time, early.
2 a.m. Saturday.
Right.
Our time,
which
five
is 5 Eastern.
Eastern,
which is super early in the morning. Like it, between 2 and 5, I feel is like when, I mean, I know technically at midnight it becomes morning for the next day, but like between 2 and 5, there's like a weird gray area of when exactly it is the morning, when is it exactly late at night. Bars close here at 2, so I figure by 4, it's got to be early morning.
I think at 2:01, it's early morning.
Okay, interesting. So 3, to me, 3 is the twilight zone.
Yeah.
It's the weird gray area where, I don't know, if I'm out at 3 o'clock in the morning, I could be like a super early riser.
Or exactly, or you could just be out partying.
I could have a major issue with my, you know, with my personal life. I'm out at 3 in the morning. Normal people are just laying in bed.
Yeah.
Unless you got one of them graveyard shifts.
If you're out that late or early on a regular basis, yes, and you're not working, that could be an issue.
What a rambling mess this is.
Enough about your schedule.
Yeah.
That you may or may not keep. Let's talk about Super Showdown. It's happening. We're going to be doing a reaction live stream starting at 2 a.m.
Oh, dear. This is a bad idea.
What have we gotten ourselves into? Hey, we did it for Dominion. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but that was a New Japan.
Yeah, I know.
WWE shows. I don't know.
We got to watch what might be the greatest wrestling match of all time.
Yeah. This is a Super Showdown.
I'm going to bring 2 4 packs of Rockstar Recovery, Steve, because I think we're going to need them.
Speak for yourself. I am sleeping during half this thing. I'm just letting you know. I think I'm going to bring in my big, like, basket chair thing that I have.
That's exceptionally rude.
With, like, a really nice plush. Maybe I'll bring, because I have two of them, maybe I'll bring, like, both, like, mats, both cushions. and just sleep. Pacitti did it in his stream. I want to sleep in my stream.
Yeah, but it's also a 24-hour thing.
You know how much money that dude got just sleeping? People will kick us money just to shut up.
Hey, I like you. You're my friend.
Nice.
But you, sir, are no Adam Pacitti.
Well, that's true. But, you know, I can try to learn from the best. And he slept and made a lot of money.
I think really the reason he had a lot of money is because he put a fish on his head. Now, if you're going to sleep with a fish on your head, A, I don't want to be near you because it's going to smell.
Nah,
B, then maybe we'll make some money.
Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy.
Cedric Alexander's going to win.
Yeah, I have 9 confidence. There's 10 matches. I've got 9 confidence points
here. I am not, because one of the, I feel like one of the Australian talents, either Buddy or the Iconics, I know there's 3 in total, but one of them has to win to get the hometown pop.
Yeah,
I don't think it's Buddy Murphy. So I went with the Iconics, but I don't feel terribly confident about either situation, so I only have 2 confidence points on Cedric, although I'm pretty sure Cedric's going to win.
Yeah, yeah. I have a lot of confidence that Cedric's going to win. I went with Asuka and Naomi for that match with only 2 confidence points as well. Yeah.
Interesting. Let's not skip ahead quite yet.
Well, that could be the next match. We don't know.
That could be. All right, fine. We'll do that one.
All right.
All right, next, Asuka and Naomi taking on the Iconics. You just said you went with Asuka and Naomi. I'll go with the Iconics confident point of 1.
Yeah, what did I give 1? What did I only give 1 confidence point to? Oh, I gave only 1 confidence point to the New Day.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Because
they dumped all the batter on Bootiesworth.
Yeah, I'm going to actually flip this here. I'll do this and do... this maybe,
yeah, that's smart, because they're not gonna win.
All right, so I do have Asuka and Naomi going over. I totally see your point, and you're probably right. It's just the Iconics and Buddy Murphy are both Australian. See, Buddy Murphy, he gets by because that's going to be a fantastic
match. Yeah,
and he might even fight that babyface.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You think the Iconics can't fight their match babyface, right?
Oh, heck yeah, they can.
No, man.
Yeah, they can.
It's Naomi and Asuka. They're the 2 most likable people.
I understand that.
Yeah, okay. Well, what are you saying then? How are they going to work heel if they're like 2 of the most likable people?
I'm not saying they have to work heel, but the Iconics are going to play up to the crowd.
Yeah.
I would think. Are they going to get on the mic and talk crap about Melbourne?
No, but I'm saying the match itself.
Oh, no, during the match they can work heel. That's fine. They don't really have an overtly heel...
they don't really cheat a whole way. There's a lot of distractions going on.
Yeah, but they don't really cheat.
Well, yeah, they're not getting out the brass knuckles.
No. And I think that's fine. Iconics go over. Confidence point of 1.
You're probably right about that. I'm going to say Asuka and Naomi, confidence point of 2.
All right.
That's all I got on that.
All right.
New Day versus Thee Bar.
Oh, so New Day's totally won. They dump pancake batter on Mr. Bootiesworth. New Day's going over.
Yeah, they're going over, and I gave them 4. I think in my heart of hearts, I really want the Bar to win those tag titles again.
They may at some point, but it's not going to be a super showdown.
I freaking love. Dude, they got Sheamus over for me big time.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's great.
Yeah,
I think they're both great. And man, add Cassius Ohno to that mix.
That'd be great.
Make him a 3-man team.
That'd be spectacular.
Let me ask you this. Could this be the thing that brings Cassius Ohno up?
No.
No?
No,
they're never going to do that?
I don't know about never, but it's not going to happen now.
No? Well, no. The reason why is because they're fighting a 3-man team.
Oh, yeah, maybe then.
And the numbers, it could be overwhelming, and they could say, come on, bring him up.
This isn't the first time Thebar's fought the New Day.
Oh, no, I know, but, you know.
This won't be the last time they fight the New Day.
There's no time like the present.
This feud will continue past this.
And this is one of those things that I know they probably aren't going to do, but, you know, to bring people up because of actual story reasons.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wouldn't that be awesome? What is going on over there?
Well, there's a hunk of skin on my finger here.
How quickly do your nails always seem very long?
They grow really fast. My hair grows really fast.
I guess so, man. Yeah, your metabolism just do.
It is. It's all the pumping of iron I do. Next, Bob Lashley and John Cena versus Kevin Owens and Elias. 10
every single one of my confidence points is on John Cena getting that pin, probably on Elias, but either one, it doesn't matter. Maybe Kevin Owens, maybe I don't know.
Probably Elias. It doesn't. Cena and Bob Lashley are going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's going to be fun seeing Bob Lashley, John Cena, and Leo Rush celebrate together.
Yes, that will be fun.
That's going to be a blast. Here's the thing about this show, and I mentioned this on something else we did. There's going to be a lot of fan service at the show.
Oh, yeah.
A ton.
It's like going to be a giant house show.
Kind of.
Do we know the attendance figures on it so far? Like what's been sold?
And the, okay. And the newsletter, Meltzer speculated around 60,000. But I guess they could hold up to 80 for the wrestling.
You mean like freebie walk-ups?
Maybe.
Because at this point, why don't they just say, yeah, who wants to come in? We want to make it look good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
60,000, wow.
I mean, 60,000 is still a pretty good number.
Yeah, it's pretty not bad. Good. That would be, like, after Mania, that'd be their second highest attended for the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are hoping for the Rumble at Chase Field, but that's next year anyways. Anyways, that's a no-doubter. Cena and Bob Lashley go over. Next, Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. Winner gets a shot at the WWE title.
So I know Miz stood tall at the end of last episode, but the roadmap seems obvious. I mean, hey, maybe Miz will win the Royal Rumble and it'll go backwards Daniel Bryan, but then Daniel Bryan wouldn't be winning. Yeah, no, it's The Miz. Miz wins here.
Because if Daniel Bryan wins, it'd be great to see AJ Daniel Bryan, but do you think they would try to put Daniel Bryan in a feud against Samoa Joe so you still have the heel face thing?
I'll be honest with you. I would actually prefer that route because that's unpredictable. I would not see that coming. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have the balls to do that.
No.
I would love to see it.
Yeah.
Joe goes over here and Bryan goes over here and we get Joe versus Bryan. I would love to see that.
Oh, heck yeah.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, the video game's coming out on Tuesday. AJ is holding that belt.
He's on the cover of the video game.
Past the release of the video game, yes. Yeah. So, Miz, he goes over. 3 confidence points.
Oh, me too. Hey, we're twinning on confidence points on that one. Next up for the SmackDown, WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, the hottest feud right now in any women's division, maybe any division. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. I have Becky going over with 7 confidence points.
I have Becky with 4 confidence points.
All right, so we're in the same ballpark.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty confident about it. I just happen to be slightly more confident about several other matches.
Yeah, sure. I get that.
But Becky's totally going over. She's retaining.
Well, yeah. And they did the math right on this one. Charlotte had the upper hand in the last episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Becky's a hot, hot hand right now.
Oh, yes.
That crowd, I don't think they want... I mean, like, they might do some... They might try to do some sort of double turn down the line, but it ain't now. And it ain't going to be just giving Charlotte the title now to spur that.
No. I wonder if
Charlotte... It's a heck of a match, though.
I wonder if Charlotte's story is going to be she can't defeat Becky. She hits a bit of a bump in the road. She has some struggles.
She starts loving balloons.
And then they take a little bit. They don't have a ton of time. But then they start building her back up before the Rumble. She wins Rumble. Rather than challenge Becky Lynch because she can't beat her, she challenges Ronda Rousey to set up that match.
They could also have Charlotte win here by DQ.
Yeah.
They could do something wonky like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that actually wouldn't be an unsmart pick to pick Charlotte, but via DQ.
I'm sticking with Becky.
I mean, Becky's definitely going to retain.
Yeah.
We should do a prop bet on how many DQs there will be.
All right.
Or, you know. I mean, this next one can't be any DQs according to the rules, apparently.
I mean, if there's a will, there's a way, Steve.
What is it? No count out, no disqualification,
there
must
be
a winner?
A winner, even though the last match.
What if both men...
There was a winner.
What if both men are knocked out?
Well, that's what they did for Nakamura and AJ.
Yeah.
Neither of them could enter the standing 10 count when they both kicked each other in the front area.
So then they solved that by doing...
By making a last man standing match.
That's what happened. No, none of the men stood.
I know.
And they just had to stop the match. So you don't keep the match going.
Mm-mm.
If both men don't answer a 10 count.
No. No, it would end.
It didn't make any sense. I really wish they would have made this a casket match or a buried alive
match.
Buried alive. Hey, how about this? An Inferno / buried... That's what 2K19 should have had.
Inferno matches.
Well, no, when you can combine matches.
Yeah, Inferno
I want
matches.
An Inferno match, and then also have it be buried alive as well.
Okay. All right. Next, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. AJ Styles is going to retain for the reasons I mentioned earlier. He's on the cover of the new video game. He's not going to lose the title right before this game comes out.
He is
retaining title.
8 confidence points.
I have 7.
Lots of confidence.
Oh, did I say I have 4 confidence points and Becky retaining? I don't know if I mentioned that.
Good job.
Thanks.
Next up, we have The Shield versus Dogs of War. If this was here in the States, I might be more inclined to go with Dogs of War.
Yeah, I might be too.
To
but
further the storyline of dissension between the Shield.
But fan service, man.
This is so much fan service. They're That's not going fine. All the way to Australia.
Shield Conference Point 9.
Because here's the thing. The Dogs of War are not over as heels enough.
No.
For it to be like, oh my gosh. Wow, this got so much heat for them to win.
Yeah.
People are so like lukewarm on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's funny. They don't equal the sum of their parts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Braun's great. Drew is great. Dolph is Dolph.
Yeah.
You'd think Braun and Drew together in a faction would be amazing. It just it doesn't
fit. It's because the motivations for this whole thing are just so thin.
Non-existent.
Well, Braun has motivation. He just wants the title.
Yeah.
But why did he necessarily... What about Drew and Dolph? I understand Drew at least made it so Braun wanted to enlist them above anybody else. And why would Drew and Dolph do it, considering Drew a month or two ago said his goal was the Universal title?
I know. Now he's saddled with that tag championship. Who cares about that? I need to send that back to the tag division where it belongs.
Anyway, Shield goes over.
Yeah.
Totally.
Wow, you have a lot of confidence points.
Heck yeah, man. Fan service.
I have 5. That's literally in the middle of...
I have 9.
Yeah. That was good. Where did I put all my... Oh, I put a ton on Cedric.
Yeah, you did.
So I better hope he wins.
Yeah, you got to hope he wins.
So I should be rooting for the Dogs of War, huh?
Uh-huh. Totally.
Oh, that sucks. Bellas and Rousey versus the Riot Squad. I have 1 confidence point on the Riot Squad.
Fan service, man.
Yeah, dude. Fan service only goes so far, though. At some point, don't you have to advance the story?
No. Well, the story that's going to be advanced this match has nothing to do with the Riot Squad. It's got everything to do with Nikki Bella and Ronda Rousey.
Riot Squad never wins anything.
No. And that's not going to change, unfortunately.
That's why I only have 1 confidence point here.
It could be a situation where Rousey is getting ready to finish the match. Nikki tags herself in to hit Rack Attack 2.0 to get the actual pin, something like that. Something to cause some tension between Ronda Rousey and Nikki Bella to set up their match at Evolution.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change one of my picks here. It's not this one that we're talking about. I'm going to do this. So let's change the Becky versus Charlotte one to straight up who actually wins the match.
I'm saying Becky wins the match.
Not about who retains.
Yeah, I'm saying Becky wins.
I'm going to say Charlotte wins.
All right.
But it's going to be like by DQ or count out or something
like
that.
All right.
So I'm going to do that. Because that's kind of a game changer right there. Because otherwise we're... Okay, so we flip on the Iconics. Otherwise it all comes down to the Riot Squad and the Bellas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because I'm picking Undertaker. You're picking Undertaker.
Yeah.
Same exact confidence points.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Charlotte. Charlotte versus Becky is going to be the game changer. I think Charlotte's going to... Because I really don't think they're going to do the thing where Charlotte can't beat Becky. That didn't make any sense. Becky's not going to win clean again. That'd be pretty shocking if she did. I think it'd be cool if she did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be rooting for her.
I'm pretty surprised she won clean to Hell in a Cell.
I just think that... I know, me too. I just think that...
Well, here, if you're going to put...
And this is a bit more of a vicious, like,
Charlotte...
Feud.
You make a point of saying Charlotte by DQ if that's your call. Because if you say Charlotte wins and she actually wins clean, since you're here saying Charlotte by DQ, you shouldn't get that. If you're going to go to that degree of specificity, then put it down there.
Well, no, I'm saying Charlotte's going to win. So she's either going to win the title or she's going to win by DQ. She wins. In the end, they're going to say the winner of this match is Charlotte. At the end of the match, are they going to say the winner of this match, in your opinion, the winner of this match is who?
That could be Becky by DQ if Charlotte gets out of it. You take things too far.
Yeah, that totally could, and she retains the title. But in the end...
All right, fine.
Who do you say?
I'm saying Becky wins.
Okay, cool.
Last match. Going to be a main event. Triple H versus The Undertaker.
Am I being unreasonable there?
No.
I don't think I'm being unreasonable.
No, you were just saying earlier, you said you thought you were going to be Charlotte by DQ, and I think if that's your pick, then you should note it as such.
I'm fine making like a prop bet, like I said earlier, about like, oh, you know, how many DQs are you gonna be?
Right.
But that's kind of wonky anyways. That's,
yeah, it is.
We've never done it before.
No.
So no, I'm just gonna say Charlotte. The name
right,
that's gonna
it's
be
fine.
In the
it's
books
fine.
Is Charlotte.
All right, it's fine. Triple H versus Undertaker. We both say Undertaker. 6 confidence points.
Oh, we're 20 again. Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, so yeah, I prefer it this way. It comes down to Becky and Charlotte. And then the loser has to spend 48 hours with 3 fishes.
Plural of fish is fish.
Man.
Three fish.
Hey, let me ask you something. If we were young, but like them dudes in the Cultaholic, we'd be doing crazy shit like that?
No.
I think we would. You used to do all sorts of weird shit when you were younger.
I still wouldn't sit there for 24 hours straight with a fish on my head.
You know the really sad thing about that? So, like, they're super popular, and we're, like, kind of popular-ish. Like, we would just be sitting there, and nobody would be giving us anything.
I know. Like, the sympathy would last maybe an hour.
You're right, exactly, yeah. 23 hours is just nothing. Just like, look at this idiot.
It would just be us trying to play different songs on Alexa to keep
like,
us entertained.
Put the fish on your head and, you know, talk to the fish like the Undertaker.
That's what it'd be.
I would say, that's $20. Okay, no. Don't want it then. No, man, our people are great.
Oh, anyways, yeah, our community is the best.
It really is. Gee, Willikers.
Yeah, lose this cough before the show, please.
I took some DayQuil. No, tonight I'm bringing the whole thing of DayQuil. My goal is to finish it by the time the show
okay,
is over.
I'll finish four rock stars. You finish your DayQuil.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
We'll be in store for a heck of a stream. Heck of a stream. Be sure to join us. 2 a.m. Saturday
Pacific
morning.
Time, 5 a.m. Eastern time. Yes. Probably 10 a.m. England time. Is that how it works?
Yeah, yeah, 9 or 10.
All right. It's going to be a load of fun.
Yeah, blast. Anyways,
we'll be there. Thanks for watching. Until next time, talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.